Ladies and gentlemen, let us bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Of course, Ruth covers our area, and we speak with her about different things going on in the news. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning. That was a transition. I thought maybe I'd get called a wet sponge.
No, not a chance.
We
soak up the information you give us like
sponges. Oh, good thinking on your feet, Marshall.
Well, anyway, so we're just sitting here, and it's a gray Monday morning.
It is. But it's that transition time for school starting, and we're going to be meeting with the new teachers this morning. There's a whole slew of them, so we'll have those, hopefully, names and faces in the paper in the coming week. And teachers come in, and all have to report on Wednesday, and the kids start next Monday. It's all ready, that time.
You know, I just never understood starting before Labor Day. That's the only thing with me, because you got a break for Labor Day anyways.
Well, coming from New York, we always started way after Labor Day.
Labor Day. So yeah. It was just confusing. I'm thinking that the thinking is to ease them into it, but I have to say that it just...
There is no easing
into it.
There's
no easing into it, so therefore don't bother. I'm sorry, this is my view.
You got a bunch of people who are under 18 years of age, no matter what age. They've just had a couple of months off. There's no easing. You can't ease into it,
so don't bother.
It's like going to prison. You hear the door slam behind you. It's what it is.
It just seems early. But anyway, wasn't much of a week as far as activities happened. We did go to the Habitat for Humanity open dedication at that Low Road home in Sharon, and that now completes the circle. There's a Habitat house in every town in their coverage region, and it's a beautiful spot overlooking the Twin Oaks field.
Remember when they first introduced that spot, the hike just to get there to do the story?
Yes, I do. We talked about that. And it took much longer than expected because of some issues, and they finally had to engineer a septic system, and so the family waited it out, and now they're there. So good for them. We also toured the Cornwall with Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz earlier in the week. She was here doing. She stopped at many places, mostly to talk about economic development. She was at the Northeast Building Supply, where they are just now coming back after that disastrous fire. And then she was in West Cornwall and then talking with some town officials. And it was an interesting tour.
And we have Jana Hayes is coming to our area.
Tonight. Will be at the Democratic Town Coalition is putting on a meet and greet with her. Yep, later today. Speaking of Cornwall, I understand there is going to be a spot filled in the Wandering Moose old spot, and they're going to be selling, from what the story is, electric bicycles.
E-bikes. And you know what? If they're smart, they'll probably do rentals in the summer.
That's what somebody said. Yeah, if you, use the maximum, get the maximum use out of it. So people are happy at least that there'll be some more activity there. It is pretty quiet in West Cornwall as they work towards getting a community wastewater system, if that goes through.
Yeah, I just remember as a kid going there at where the Wandering Moose was there always a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But then one quarter of it was a package store.
Really?
As you move north, it was that was a package store.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Beers's, where the fancy restaurant is now on your left. You had after Beers's Market, of course, you always had the post office, and then you had
Yetzler's.
The Utzler's Market. Then you had the meat market.
Bates.
And all these families back then sent their kids to college and everything like that on their businesses, and it's not possible now.
That's very interesting. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, couldn't do it. And all those places are gone.
Yeah.
They're all gone, and it really is a sad little place. It's beautiful, and the tourists still flock to see the covered bridge and walk under you know, near it, the little park there. But otherwise, it is really quiet. And, you know, we talk about this all the time, the need for economic development and ways to increase population.
Well, just look how quiet Lakeville was compared to Salisbury.
Mm-hmm.
And now, because of the gym,
yep,
because of certain other things, Lakeville now has an identity of its own, which has got a lot of things going on. And as soon as they ever get and deal with that, the old Chinese restaurant,
right,
there.
Exactly.
But Lakeville has art galleries, restaurants.
And the community group that's working, they've fixed it up beautifully with gardens, and then the community field is being, you know, used more. Absolutely. You need a spark to get people going, and hopefully that'll happen in West Cornwall. But we'll see. You know, again, the same old talk is we need connectivity for people who can work out of their homes. We need affordable housing, and we need jobs.
And the jobs won't come until you get affordable housing.
Right.
It just won't.
Talked about that.
Yeah, I mean.
Forever. Yes, you're right. But talk about business. The new Mexican restaurant is open, I understand, in Canaan.
They opened up last week.
Picante's North. I'll have to get up there and see. That'll be nice to have.
Well, it's so great to see somebody open up a business and go into it slowly, figure out the hours in Southern Lakeville, and then realize that, hey, you know, I can now extend this into North Canaan. That's you know, we need local businesses. That's
mm-hmm.
it's so important to have these local businesses.
And Canaan, again, is another sign of, you know, it's been pretty quiet in that center of town. And now with a few more restaurants, the bistro opening, the Hub, which hopefully will be able to continue where it is, this new restaurant, maybe there's that spark again in North Canaan. So let's hope, because it's been, oh, and of course the station opening up and the brewery. But let's hope maybe this is the start of something.
But even in Sharon now with J.P. Giffords and with the Edward,
mm-hmm.
With the Edward and Standard Space Gallery.
Right.
And,
right.
Now all of a sudden Sharon
has a little more oomph.
And it's they're local businesses, and they're run locally, and hey, it's a hard thing. Back in the old days, there was a lot of local businesses, but I think the towns are starting to get themselves together. We'll see what happens.
It's hopeful. It is hopeful, and we'll see what happens. We will be following it. Yes, I don't see any meetings on my agenda this week.
I don't have any. this week has been the quietest week from when you set up and you look at it.
Right.
Extending out from yesterday, I sat and looked for Sunday, so I said, wow.
There's usually something, but I don't have anything on here.
There's not even, like I said, a big public service event. They had a great thing. One of those lemonade stands were here in Sharon this past weekend to raise
money
for St. Jude's. I forget what they call those. They had a great weekend. Right?
Oh, good.
Yeah,
very good.
To raise money for that. But, yeah, no, it's... this is probably the quietest week we've seen.
Yeah, so we're going to have to...
So when people do their calendars for next summer, throw some things into this week.
Yeah, exactly. because you won't have competition.
Right.
So, and next weekend, I'll have to go check. I'm, again, very quiet. We do have the Ice Cream Social and the Salisbury Band Concert.
At the Scoville Library.
At the Scoville Library on Saturday. Am I right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things coming up this next weekend.
So,
and today's the official day where Sharon Hospital becomes Nuvance.
Oh, is it?
Nuvance. This is the official date. Our marketing, I got a reminder. All new Nuvance underwriting announcements start today. So
wow. Okay.
It's still the Sharon Hospital, though. So.
We have a new doctor coming to Kent from under Sharon Hospital auspices. So interesting. But I would venture to guess we will have news during the week.
Absolutely.
I think that's a really safe bet.
You think that's a safe bet?
I
do, too, I think.
Yeah. All right, Ruth.
So onward and upward, guys. Enjoy the week.
We speak to you next week, right?
Yes, you do.
All right.
Very good. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report.